Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled My Family Knows Falun DAFA is Good, by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 2nd, 2024. I was in my early 40s when I started practicing Falun DAFA in 1998. After I read Xuan Falun, I understood that I needed to work on my character to become a good person. I learned that the ultimate goal of cultivation is to return to one's original true self. I was eager to read the Fa as it reveals such profound insights into the meaning of life and the universe. I memorized Master Li Hongzhi's, DAFA's founder's, new lectures as soon as they were published. My mother started practicing first, and soon after, all of her chronic illnesses were gone. With enthusiasm, she shared this great practice with all her children. The first time I read Xuan Falun, I couldn't hold back my tears. I was teary-eyed every time I heard the exercise music. The other practitioners said I had a strong predestined relationship with DAFA. Master Li said in teachings at the conference in Switzerland, quote, "Before each of you here in the audience came to the human world, sometime in the past, the seeds for you to obtain the Fa today were sown in the depths of your heart and soul. I have looked for and found you many times in human society and conferred markings on you. All of these things play a strong role, yet none of them can lessen your human attachments." Unquote. When I read this passage of the Fa, tears streamed down my face. I was so grateful that Master found me in this human world. Part 1. The persecution begins. However, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, could not tolerate such an upright practice. Falun DAFA was banned and the regime launched a nationwide persecution in the summer of 1999. I wept whenever I saw the propaganda programs that slandered DAFA broadcast on the state-run media. I told everyone I knew, Falun DAFA is not like what the TV says. Falun DAFA is good. The lies told by the CCP weighed heavily on my heart. Having only cultivated in DAFA for 6 months, I didn't know what to do and felt helpless, even though I knew DAFA is upright. I had a dream one night. Rays of sunlight shone through the gaps in thick clouds. A huge Falun law wheel rotated continuously in the beams of sunlight. Master sat on the top of the clouds wearing yellow clothes, just like he does in the exercise demonstration videos. I shouted excitedly, "Look, Master is here!" I shouted so loudly that I woke up. From that moment, I knew that Master is always by our side and watches over us. He was encouraging me to stay resolute in my belief. I told my sister-in-law, also a practitioner, about my dream. We decided we could not let the CCP deceive people with its vicious lies. We had to tell people that DAFA is good. We put up posters and distributed flyers and booklets. We also joined other practitioners on trips to the countryside to pass out information about Falun DAFA. Part 2. Close Encounters with the Police. I was in a lot of pain one day in 1999 because of sickness karma. A practitioner came to visit and told me about a banner defaming DAFA hung up at a public place. I couldn't look the other way and let it deceive and poison people's minds. We had to get rid of it. Even though I was in a lot of pain, we went to where the banner was. However, it was a trap set by the police. We were arrested and taken to the county jail. When we arrived, I saw a banner on the wall slandering DAFA. I grabbed a broom and knocked it down. I told the inmates, we can't let people commit crimes against Duffa. I didn't sign any paperwork during the 3 weeks I was held there, and I walked out in an upright and dignified manner. Another practitioner and I rode our motorcycles to a nearby county to distribute flyers, and we were reported to the police by a farmer. We could have gotten away before the police arrived, but I didn't handle the situation rationally. We were arrested and held at the county jail for 3 weeks. I once put a flyer directly into a plainclothes police officer's hands. He grabbed me and said, "Let's go to the police station. How about you explain to me why you are doing this?" My heart sank as I realised he was a police officer, but I sent righteous thoughts to eliminate my fear and did not acknowledge it as my true thought. I was able to get away. I went to a supermarket to talk to people about Duffa. After helping a person quit the CCP and its youth organisations, I walked up the stairs when suddenly a hand grabbed my shoulder. A voice said, "Come with me to the police station." I turned around and saw a police officer. I had a stack of Duffa flyers in my bag as well as a list of people who agreed to quit the CCP. I couldn't go with the officer and let him commit such a crime against Duffa. I clarified the truth to him, but he wouldn't listen and tightened his grip on my wrist. As I sent righteous thoughts, a bystander pointed at me and said, "She lives in our neighbourhood. What good does it do you to arrest her? Forget about it and just let her go." The policeman reluctantly let go of my wrist. Master eliminated a great tribulation for me. Thank you, Master. Part 3, Clarifying the Truth About Duffa. Duffa cultivation is not only about one's own improvement, but also about saving sentient beings. Clarifying the truth about Duffa and the wrongful persecution has become an integral part of my life. Over the years, I've met people from all walks of life and had many touching experiences. The train station is a great place for truth clarification, as there are always people waiting at the terminals. As soon as I got there one time, a man came up to me and said, "The USB drive you gave me a few weeks ago is awesome. I've learned so much from it. Every article is well written and the logic is flawless. Falun Dafa is remarkable." He continued, "Traditional Chinese culture has been systematically destroyed by the CCP. People nowadays don't believe in anything but money. They stop at no evil for a little bit of personal gain. It truly has come to the point where heaven will have to intervene. Mankind has degenerated beyond redemption. Just look at the COVID pandemic. All the COVID tests and vaccines are fake. Even former Premier Li Keqiang died a sudden and unexplained death. I find it highly suspicious. The Chinese people are deceived and deprived of the truth." I told him, "It's great that you now know the truth. That means you're saved. Please tell what you just told me to your friends and family so they can learn the truth as well." A passenger who listened to our conversation asked, "The audio file you two were talking about, can I get one too?" "Of course," I said. "Things will start to make more sense as you listen to these articles and learn more." After I explained why it's important to separate oneself from the CCP, he agreed to quit the party and its youth organisations. People who learn the truth about Duffa have become a big force in spreading the truth. I also gave my uncle in the countryside a USB drive with audio files that clarify the facts about Duffa. He took it everywhere with him and listened to it at home, while working in the fields and shopping in the market. People around him enjoyed listening to the stories as well. One of the stories is about a person who received blessings by simply saying, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." When a villager was diagnosed with lung cancer, the people who knew that story told him, "Why not try reciting Falun Dafa is good? Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. It's free." After reciting these phrases for 6 months, the man was cancer-free. This had a huge impact on the entire village. A cancer patient from the neighbouring village also heard about this and recited the two phrases with respect and sincerity. His cancer disappeared as well. My uncle's USB drive has been repeatedly borrowed by villagers eager to share the truth with their families. I was so happy for them. I told my uncle, "You're spreading the truth of Dafa and accumulating great virtue for yourself. Falun Dafa is a genuine Buddha far and is here to save people in this Dharma-ending age. Whoever believes Falun Dafa is good will receive blessings." A village woman listened attentively when I clarified the truth to her. She understood how important it is to separate oneself from the CCP, and she agreed to quit the party and its youth organisations. I ran into her again a few days later at the farmers' market. She greeted me warmly and asked me to clarify the truth to her niece, who was with her. She also made a call and put me on the phone to clarify the truth to her daughter-in-law. I then gave them a USB drive for her elderly mother. Ordinary people who learn the truth often tell me, "Falun Dafa is good, please thank your master." Clarifying the truth and helping people quit the CCP has become a big part of my daily routine. I even dream of clarifying the truth to people. Master is saving sentient beings and helping us improve in our cultivation. I am grateful to Master. Part 4. Validating the Far within my family. The complex home environment of a multi-generation household is great for Xingxing cultivation. Various attachments and emotions are more likely to surface when you live in close quarters with so many people. Our families often pose the biggest Xingxing tests and provide the best opportunity for improvement. They don't care how well we talk or how much far we've memorized, but our behavior directly impacts them. Whether our actions are in line with truthfulness, compassion, forbearance or not, they are usually the first ones to let us know. My husband is the second of 6 children. When my in-laws were ready to retire, my mother-in-law specifically asked to move in with us instead of her oldest son, as was customary. Her reasoning was that I am kind-hearted and would likely take good care of them. We took care of the couple for more than 10 years before they passed away. I was never jealous of or complained about my husband's siblings for not shouldering the responsibility of caring for my in-laws. My mother-in-law suffered from an atrophied cerebellar cortex in the later years of her life and was bedridden for 6 months before she died. I made nutritious meals 3 times a day and spoon-fed her. I also changed her diapers and kept her clean. My father-in-law suffered a stroke and became disabled afterward, and I took good care of him. I clarified the truth as usual while caring for my in-laws. Each time I went out, I stayed close to home and never left them for more than an hour. Master arranged for predestined people to come to me to hear the truth. I was able to save people and still take care of my in-laws. My in-laws passed away in their 80s. My tremendous sacrifices touched the entire family. My brother-in-law lived in a different city. Whenever he came to visit, he saw how well I took care of his parents. Even when my mother-in-law was bedridden, I kept her comfortable and clean. He expressed his admiration for Falun Dafa. My husband's entire extended family is now supportive of Dafa, and everyone quit the CCP and its youth organisations. Shortly after my in-laws passed away, my son and his wife had a son. I helped take care of the baby when the couple went to work during the day. My daughter-in-law taught in a school in a remote village, and her days were long. I pretty much had my grandson all day. However, my grandma duty didn't stop me from clarifying the truth. I went out every day as usual with my grandson in tow. It not only didn't hold me back, but helped break the ice with strangers. It was much easier to start a conversation and clarify the truth. I have relatively fewer human notions and negative thoughts and do not think too much. Master has already laid the groundwork and made all the arrangements. If he asks us to clarify the truth and save sentient beings, then that's what we have to do. I've lost count of how many people I helped quit the CCP and its youth organisations over the years. I went out to clarify the truth to strangers, rain or shine. We're not financially well-to-do and couldn't afford a stroller, so I carried my grandson while talking to people, but my arms didn't get sore. His little cheeks turned red from the cold winter air, but he rarely got sick. This little guy is now in third grade. Having spent much time with me growing up, he's memorized many of Master's poems from Hong Yin. He is a respectful child and his grades are good. Part 5. My husband benefits from DAFA. Although my husband does not practice, he has been very supportive of my cultivation practice, having witnessed the incredible changes in me and how much I've done for the family. Every day he sincerely recites, Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Because he truly believes that Dafa is good, he's benefited so much and received blessings. While working at a construction site last summer, my husband bumped into a steel pole while up high on the scaffolding. He didn't pay much attention to it, but woke up with severe pain in his chest the next morning. He was able to ride his bicycle to the hospital. The results of an X-ray showed that he had two broken ribs and a third rib was fractured. Believing that it would help him recover, he continuously recited, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. When I visited him at the hospital, he said, I'm fine. You don't need to stay. Go clarify the truth to people. After 2 weeks at home, he was pretty much back to normal. People always say that with injuries to the bones or tendons, one has to recover for 100 days. But my husband completely recovered in less than 2 months and went back to work. My husband was also involved in 2 major accidents and both times walked away unscathed. He didn't seek compensation either. One time he couldn't find his bicycle after work. While walking home, he recited, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. He thought, Master said if something is truly mine, I couldn't lose it. The next day, he walked right by his bicycle, parked on a different street, and rode it home. My husband's younger brother told him to register for a raffle one time and promised we would receive a prize worth more than 300 yuan. My husband and I kindly declined. My husband told me, we don't go for such things and don't want anything that is not paid for. I'm eternally grateful to Master for saving me from this chaotic and degenerated human world. Thank you, Master, so I could obtain the Fa in this lifetime. I'm also thankful to my fellow practitioners who have walked alongside me and helped me during this extraordinary time in history. We're all beings that came for the Fa.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled A Prison Inmate Awakened When I Let Go of Hatred by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 14, 2024. I was illegally imprisoned in Northeast China in 2003. Due to efforts by practitioners to resist the persecution, it has become easier to talk to people about Falun Dafa. The prison supervisors occasionally transfer practitioners to different units, and I realized that this was a good opportunity to tell more people about DAFA. I was transferred from Unit 6 to Unit 3. One night, when I used the restroom, I saw an inmate struggling to wash his clothes. He stepped on the clothing with one foot and looked like he was in pain. I jokingly said, "Your method of washing clothes is unique." He smiled and said, "I have no choice. I had a stroke almost a year ago, and no one helps me. My family doesn't care about me, and the people here ignore me. I have to take care of myself and take it one day at a time." He was partially paralyzed, and I felt pity for him. Poor man. After returning to my cell, I asked an inmate about him. He said, "His name is Zhang Kun, and you should leave him alone. He led others to beat and insult Falun Dafa practitioners. He's a bully, an arrogant and unpopular man. He's getting what he deserves." I was shocked and angry at Zhang Kun. I thought, I would tear into pieces those who mistreat practitioners. Laying in bed that night, I calmed down and reminded myself that I was a practitioner. I remembered Master's poem, Righteous Gods, from Hongyin Volume 2. Quote, "Righteous thought, righteous action. Advance wholeheartedly, do not stop. Purge the ghosts that disrupt Fa. Treat all beings with kindness." Unquote. Zhang hadn't hurt me, but I hated him. I wondered, am I being kind to everyone? Am I being compassionate? Am I looking at things from his point of view? Maybe he is deceived by the false information about Falun Dafa. How can I awaken people when I have a hateful heart? I thought, Zhang probably doesn't know his misfortune is the result of having mistreated Dafa practitioners in the past. He is a victim of the propaganda spread by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. If I don't talk to him about the goodness of Dafa and why we are persecuted, then there's no hope for him. I must tell him. Once my righteous thoughts emerged, the elements of hatred in another dimension disappeared. I saw Zhang in the restroom the next day, and I said to him, "An inmate told me about your situation. You poor man. I practice Falun Dafa. I can clean your clothes and bedding for you." He looked at me with astonishment. He paused for a few moments and then refused my help. I realized that the CCP's lies were still at work, so I approached him little by little and cared for him. I told him that Dafa gave practitioners good health and taught us to be good people. In my case, my serious illness disappeared 3 days after I learned the practice. I eliminated my bad habits, and the relationship with my family improved. I could tell that Zhang still had doubts, so I told him how the CCP staged the self-immolation hoax on Tiananmen Square. His surprising reaction told me he truly believed what the CCP claimed. Although he dropped his guard slightly, he still didn't let me wash his clothes. A few days later, I talked more in depth about how the CCP fabricated rumors about Master Li Hongzhi. I then sincerely offered to wash his clothes, and he finally agreed. Zhang had a hard time walking, so I picked up his clothes and bedding the next day. It was a big bag. Since he hadn't cleaned the bedding for a long time, the smell was unbearable. I didn't want to embarrass him, so I said, "I'll bring them to you when they dry." If I wasn't a Dafa practitioner, I probably wouldn't have been so calm, breathing that foul odor. I washed and rinsed Zhang's clothes and bedding in a large basin several times. After they were dry, I folded and delivered them to Zhang. He wept when I gave him the clean clothes and bedding, and then thanked me. The ice in his heart had finally melted. I said, "No need to thank me. This is what a practitioner should do anyway." I washed his clothes for more than a year, until the prison built a unit for the disabled and transferred him there. Washing Zhang's clothes wasn't a big deal, but the story spread among the prisoners and the guards. Zhang came to understand what Dafa was about and told the prisoners around him. He later renounced the CCP organizations and gave me several lists of people he helped resign. A villain who once hurt Dafa practitioners turned around and chose a bright future for himself. I was later transferred to another unit, and I passed by Zhang's unit when I went to my new cell. After he found out, every day until I was released from prison, he waited at the unit entrance and greeted me from afar. I felt his joy, a genuine expression of appreciation for DAFA and its practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.